New year, same great savings. All in the Kroger app. Get Kroger Spiral Sliced Ham for 89 cents a pound with your card and an additional $25 purchase limit too. Then get large avocados or mangoes for 99 cents each with your card and a digital coupon. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Welcome to the Hypothalamic Amenorrhea Podcast. I'm Dani Sharif, your host, certified fertility awareness practitioner, functional nutrition counselor, and founder of the HA Society, and of course, an HA recovery coach who has walked where you currently are walking. This is the place to come if you care about getting your period regularly. This podcast aims to educate, inform, and keep you motivated on your period and HA recovery track. So let's dive in. But last thing, nothing on the show should be taken as medical advice, so please seek the advice of your physician. So over a year ago, I created something called the 7-Day HA Recovery Commitment Challenge, and I've been running it for over a year. It was this free email-based challenge, so lots of reading, but you would get an email every day for 7 days to help you overcome and tackle the different but important areas that you need to be checking off in order to get your period back. Now, over time, I have collected some really great feedback, and upon working with all of these wonderful, amazing women, really started to learn even more about what works and what doesn't. And so I'm excited to be introducing to you guys the updated version. It's called the 7-Day HA Recovery Kickoff, and it is totally designed to help you not just commit to the process and have all of your ducks in a row in terms of important factors that need to be tackled and issues that need to be overcome in order to get your period, but the whole thing is now based in video. So you can listen/watch, and every day for 7 days, we will tackle nutrition. There's actually 2 days of that because it's so big. We'll tackle lifestyle, we'll tackle exercise, your support network, your mindset game. Each video goes from anywhere between 12 minutes and 5 minutes, so it's not very long, but you'll get all of the most important areas and the best tips and strategies for how to implement them. Because I know that going through recovery is hard. There's always an area for each person that is a little bit difficult to execute on. And so the goal, or maybe a lot difficult. So the goal of this challenge is to help you have the awareness, the self-awareness, and the tools and strategies you need to overcome each of the different issues that AHA recovery faces for us. So get on it. It's great if you're at the very beginning of recovery or if you're halfway through. I mean, we never know how far through we are until it's over, do we? But no matter where you're at, it can be a really good opportunity to check in and look for blind spots and areas where you might be dropping the ball in your nutrition, in your lifestyle, in, you know, maybe it's your support network that's a problem. Maybe exercise is something that you are still struggling with making changes to. So check it out. Go to thehasociety.com/7-day-challenge, or the link will be on the website. So it may be in the show notes of this show. It may not be. Just go to thehasociety.com and you'll find it in the footer, or you'll find it in the pop-up that happens when you visit the page. And we will see you for day one of the challenge. Okay, guys, welcome back to the Hypothalamic Amenorrhea Podcast. This is Ashley, and today I have someone really special with us. Liv. That's why when I saw Olivia, I was like, who is Olivia? I think about us all live. Anyways, so she is an OG of the HA Society. Like, she was a member, she recovered her cycle, you know, and she's just been such a beautiful person to like just continue to follow her journey. So if any of you guys need to see
What happens after recovery? Like, do you die? Like, you know, is it the worst thing ever? Has life ended? You know, we have a couple of OGs who, like, we just follow along. We're just like, yes. Anyways, so let me just let her introduce herself, what she does. You know, she's stayed in the HA space, and then we have a really hot topic that everyone thinks about, but nobody really talks about. And so we're just gonna dive in today. So, Liv, just tell the people, what is it that you're into? Where are you? What are you doing? Take it away.
Oh my gosh, that was the most hyped up introduction ever. Yeah, life does not end after recovery. There's actually a pretty amazing thing that happens after recovery. Many amazing things, but anyways, hi, my name's Liv. You can also call me Olivia. I was having this conversation with someone at work the other day too, and they were like, "Do you go by like Liv or Olivia?" And I was like, "Honestly, I'm not picky, but I just think Liv is like really catchy." But yeah, so basically I'm a certified personal trainer. I've been in the industry for almost 9 years now, and just like many of you, I got into fitness and I right away tried to lose weight. I ended up obviously under eating, over exercising. I lost my period for 5 years and developed an eating disorder during that time. So I didn't really realize what was going on until I finally, like, COVID hit and I looked at my life and I was like, something's wrong. Like, it was one of those things where it just clicked in, like, something's wrong. So yeah, I ended up getting help. I worked with a dietitian. I also joined the HA Society and I got my period back after 5 months. Everything's in five. So I had no period for 5 years. It took me 5 months to recover. I did take an exercise break, so I didn't train for that time. And then I slowly got back into exercise after that. So what am I doing now? I basically help women build confidence outside of the scale. So basically anyone who's gone through ED recovery, anyone who's gone through HA recovery, anyone who just wants to take a break from physique goals and just wants to focus on getting strong, building their confidence and their body image outside of anything to do with fat loss. That's what I'm here for. That's my niche. And I've been loving it. So I've been able to help out some of the women that have completed their journey here in the HA Society and have moved on. And it's just been a very humbling experience. So now I think we're at about 3 years recovered, I think, which is crazy to think about. But yeah, it's basically me.
Yeah, I love this because we do like to send people over to her because I feel like in this industry where not many people are actually transparent on their health, because we've actually both been on that other side, right? And I'm like, and you're training other women into losing their period. So we're just very picky about who we refer people to. Just because when most women come to us, they've already had a slew of practitioners that weren't helpful. So the last thing we need to do is send them over to someone who is like not helpful at all. But yes, okay. So Liv is really active on Instagram, and I actually have this post pulled up where I DM'd her. I was like, "Oh, get on the podcast. We have to have a conversation." Because I think it's really interesting, and it's maybe not something that maybe we really chat about on this podcast. So it was perfect, but it was finding love after weight gain. And I already immediately have so many thoughts. But what prompted you to kind of like make this real? It's really good, guys. You guys should definitely, it's Lifted with Liv with an, but yeah. So what led you? You know
Thanks
what?
for the plug.
Let's chat about this, you know?
Yeah, I think well, it's my partner. It was my partner's birthday, so I wanted to give him a shout out in some sort of way. But I think it was just because, like, I speak to a lot of my clients, and one of their biggest concerns is after gaining weight, like, am I gonna find love again? Like, will somebody find me attractive again? And when I actually met Steven, who's my partner, I met him, like, we were good friends before because we worked at the same place. But I met him when I was at my heaviest weight post HA. Like, I'd already had my period back, but I was at my heaviest weight then. And I gained about, like, anywhere between, I would say, 45 to 50 pounds during recovery. So I was still in that body because I was just taking my time to get back into exercise, take a break off of any sort of physique goals, any sort of pressure like that. And I met him during that time. And we became really good friends, and then as months went by, it grew into something more. So my body did not change. Like, I didn't lose weight when I met him. Like, I was still the same body. And obviously my body has changed over time just because life happens. But he's never in any sort of way been like, you know, I don't love you anymore because of your weight. You know, I don't like you anymore because of this. He's never done that. And he's always been someone who has been just super empathetic about the situation that I've gone through, but as you've gone through and so many other women on here have gone through as well. So I just want to give him a shout out because I was like, more people need to hear this, that, you know, you can gain weight and you can still find love. Like, it's not impossible, you know? So that's why I made the post. Oh, Ash, you're on mute.
Okay, there we go. Hello. Well, because now my cat is in this room and she has a bell on. Y'all, it's been interesting today with all the animals that have decided to be around me today. Okay.
It's a farm. So, it's a farm. It's okay.
It's a farm. It's an urban farm going on right now. Okay. So one of the interesting things is that I was just got done talking to my client of, you know, I feel like women have been taught to lead with their bodies in order to get a man. Then when they're married, it's like, I keep my husband or my partner with my body. I'm just like, what? Like you're like, we have dwindled down the success of finding love with leading with our body. And I'm not going to sit here and deny that, like, you know, attraction is important. I'm not saying that. I'm saying that if the only way that we are keeping our relationships alive is through our body, which is something that will forever change. And you're truly like just trying to fight the natural process of being a human by trying not to change. Just like, how does this not set us up for like disaster? Like, this only spells disaster is if like the main thread of our relationship being successful is that if I stay in the small body. And I just feel like we almost avoid this question because we don't want to admit that as women, I feel like we play a role in this too, right? Like, we play a role in like, because I've had multiple, and at the same time, I want to normalize this because everyone has this thought. Everybody has this thought, right? And one of the biggest things is that I also met my husband, I don't know. I was probably like 20 pounds lighter than what I am now. And then he saw me go to the super extreme. And then he saw me have to go like back, right? And I am so thankful that he didn't meet me in the depths of HA. And our relationship started based on that. Because that was never there to stay, because that was such an unhealthy, sick body that you literally could not stay there without it greatly impacting like the rest of like your life together. Yeah. There's just so much that happens that I do think that there is this blessing of whenever you meet somebody post recovery, because you're like, oh, you're not just with me for my body.
Yeah. It's so true. Yeah.
And so I do feel like it is like, and I'm not saying that that makes this process so much less painful. You know what I mean? Of watching your body change or all the work that you had to give up. You know what I mean? Like, I was just reading like, well, it was a intake form and she was like, losing all my hard work, right? Like, there's so much that's tied into it. But you're like, no, there is love, guys, there is love once your body changes, and love is not only available to you in your thinnest version of you.
Yeah. And I would also argue, and I know some people are going to be like, wait, what? Listen, like, when I was in a smaller body, like, yes, I looked a certain way. Was I as good of a partner? Because I had a high school boyfriend that I was with for several years. And I was not as great of a partner as I am with the person that I'm with now. And obviously people can argue like, well, it depends on the person that you're with. Yes, that does play a role, but also it's yourself. Like, I was constantly thinking about food all the time. I was constantly like agitated if I couldn't get to the gym. Any sort of like spontaneous adventure, if the gym was planned, it would be like, nope, I can't do it. Like, I can't miss the gym. Everything was revolved around that. And it's not a bad thing to have a lifestyle where you love the gym and where you love food. That's not bad. But it's more so when it's taking over your mind in a negative way. And I remember when I was in my past relationship where I was looking that way and where my mind was at then compared to now, I just know that I have so much more to offer now as a partner compared to then. So I would also argue that when you go through recovery, not only do you have the opportunity to find love, but you also have the opportunity to be so much more better of a partner with the person that you're with.
Oh, absolutely. Like, I was an absolute psycho.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And, you know, I thankfully, like, we're pretty honest on this show about the, you know what I mean? I just don't see, you know, like, I think a lot of us, whether you're in a long-term, like, relationship or you're married, I do know that so many people, once they get on the side of, like, recovery, they look back of, like, oh, my gosh, I just put my family and my loved one through so much insanity, like bringing my own food in Tupperware, you know what I mean, to family events, or, you know, like, I have so many clients where, you know, she just had cake and ice cream for the first time in X amount of years, and her entire family, and thankfully they're so supported and she has recovered and just like all these things. But I had that same comment too, where I, you know, like, I had a bite. Well, it's not like I was only trying to have a bite of cake, but my niece, like, was like, here, you have one. And, like, my stepmom, who I absolutely love, she's amazing. She was like, Ashley, I feel like that's the first piece of sugar, like, you've had in like 10 years. And I was just like, but it's true. It's, you know, like, all these things are true. You know what I mean? Whenever you bring your Tupperware to your in-laws for so many years, and then all of a sudden you actually eat whatever food they cook, everyone notices, not because they're trying to pick you, but because for how many years you've brought so much, right? And so to your, there's just so much more margin for other people.
I remember no, you reminded me, with my parents, like, I could always bring people food, but I can never have it. So I would, like, have joy in, like, feeding other people, but I can never have it. But I remember, like, getting mad at my parents or my family if, like, they brought home, like, some sort of sweet that wasn't already calculated into my day. Like, I was just, like, I was so crazy, you know? And it's just, like, what you said, like, I was a psycho, and you don't realize until you're out of it. So I think also this also ties into not only just relationships with, like, your significant other, but also relationships with your family, with your loved ones, with your friends, how much more present you are as a person.
Yeah. And plus, I feel like it gives you the ability to, like, then form that connection rather than hiding behind your body. Right.
Yeah.
And I do think, I mean, I feel like recovery is such a good filter in, even when it comes to friendships. So, like, let's just expand this, like, concept of love. Like, will you ever find love after weight gain, right? I think a lot of times, you know, like, we're just concerned about, like, what our family is going to think, what if our friends are going to think, and what if our partners are going to think, or what about future partners? Like, Ashley, have, like, you tried dating in this body? You know what I mean? Just, like, you know, like, these are real questions. And to that, I think that, like, this question is so good, because it really is the filter, and it's a harsh filter. It's a harsh filter, meaning that, like, yeah, when, like, you gain weight, you're going to find out real quickly which parents make comments.
Yeah.
But the other side of that is that you stay small and sick so that your parents don't make comments. Like, that, it is like an either or. There is no gray. There is no in between. And I think that this is why it kind of, like, it's like, it can be a tough topic, meaning that if, like, your friends are no longer your friends, which we all think is going to happen, even though we know that that's not going to happen. then they were never your friend. And I'm,
yeah.
And so there is no gray area. It's either they're your friend or they're not your friend. And so I, same with like dating, either they're into you or they're into you for just your body.
Yes.
It is, yeah, either or. And I think that we fear this like little like choice point, this fork in the road.
Mm-hmm.
Because like we rather just be ignorant that no. I just don't want to pull back the covers of my friendships. I don't want to pull back the covers of like my family. I don't want to pull back the covers of this relationship. And so what we're saying is that we rather keep toxic people around us than heal.
Mm-hmm.
And believe that there's actually somebody out there for us. So I don't know.
Yeah.
This topic is just so good.
Yeah. It's, and just like with what Yud said, where it's like, we have this fear of, okay, if we change how we look, then are we ever going to find someone? Like, that's the biggest fear, right? But then you think about it and it's like, I know so many people of various body sizes, like various, okay, like people who are smaller, people who are larger, who have all had troubles with dating. So it's like, mm-hmm. also remember too, like, I'm sure there's some of you who have gone on a date before, whether it was from like an app or something, that you were physically attracted to the person. You get there, you speak to them, and you're like, oh crap, like, I really don't like your personality. Like, you don't say that, but it's a vibe, right? So it's a good reminder that looks play a role, like what you said, yes, like you need to be attracted to someone, but also the main thing, what really holds a relationship together, is how you connect with that person and who the person is. Like, are you able to vibe with the person? Is their personality someone that you see yourself being with forever, right? Like, that's what you look for when you find love, when you look for a relationship. So it's so much more than just physical looks. And oftentimes, and I say this to people all the time, like, we are our harshest critics. Like, at the end of the day, you know, outside of social media BS, and you get those annoying people that comment on stuff, at the end of the day, we're our harshest critics. We're the ones that we look in the mirror every single day and we point out all the flaws that we could possibly see. So when we're able to kind of reframe, like, okay, the person that you're with is not going to notice all the flaws that you see. That's something that's really important to remember amongst this whole big topic.
Yeah, definitely. And I think it's one of those things where it's like, whenever we do gain weight, and like, we're having to go through this, which like, we know it's hard. We both did it. And like, Liv and I are not someone who's like, oh, we gained 10 pounds and that's it. And like, no, it was like, no, we went from like extremely tiny shredded people to like normal average size people.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Of gaining like 40 to 50 pounds. So like, yes, I know what it's like to gain 50 pounds. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And it forced me to develop like who I was outside of my body.
Yes. Like add to your identity, like who you are outside of just being like the fit person.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And I would even go as far as saying like, even like it develops like, I mean, I wouldn't say I became a better person because I stopped dieting, like morally, like I wouldn't say like none of that has changed, but I do realize how much I was hiding behind my body because of potentially deficits that I was trying to avoid. Like if I felt insecure about something, I would be like, oh, well, at least I just look good. Or, you know what I mean? Like we do these other things, you know, and I think that to your point when it comes to dating, so how did you navigate the first date being in a larger body from like your previous relationship where you were probably in a smaller body? So just like walk us like real life, like what did dating look like in a bigger body for you? And how did you not just die?
How did I not just die?
How did you not just die? Which we all think is going to happen, right? Like death, you know?
So I think honestly, when I went through recovery, I took it as an opportunity to, I don't want to say love myself is like a very, it's a very funny term right now, but I took it as an opportunity to give myself a second chance for appreciating myself, respecting my body, respecting who I am, finding areas of myself that I actually like outside of how I look. So that's how I took recovery, right? So obviously everyone's going to take recovery differently, but I wasn't in the mindset of anytime soon. And am I going to go back to losing weight? And I remember I was on a podcast and he's like, so eventually you're going to do it, right? Like you're going to lose weight again. And I was like, I don't know when that's going to happen. Like I'm not trying. Mm-hmm. So yeah, very foreign topic.
I'm actually not trying to lose weight. I'm just trying to live my life, but okay.
That's basically it. Like I was like, I'm going to live my life. And I'm going to give myself a second chance to just admire who I am as a person. So I did a lot of that deep inner work. So obviously, like, when I started to like Steven, like, we were really good friends for a while. We developed a really good just connection being two fitness people who had a lot of similarities. So we became good friends for a while. And then when I started to like him, it was more so like, it was not as scary as I think I would have thought it to be being in a larger body because I was already just like, I was comfortable with him. So yes, it was different than like being on a first date because we already knew each other.
Mm-hmm. Okay. So he know anything about your journey or?
Yes. Yes. So for anyone that knows Steven who might be listening to this. So he's a fitness guy. He's a personal trainer. So we already had that in common. But I remember one day I was eating food. And as a joke, because we were both working at a commercial job, and as a joke, he was like, like, what's the macros? And like, what are the calories in that? I'm like, I don't know. I haven't been tracking for like the past, you know, year. I gave it up. And he was like, oh, well, like, why? And I was like, oh, like, I lost my period and I had an eating disorder. Like, I was straight up.
Yeah.
And he was like, oh, shit. Like, I have no idea. And after that, he was very much open to learning about this because I feel like it's not talked about. Like when you work in a fitness environment, it's very much like, you know, tell people lose weight, tell people lose inches off of their waist. Like that's what you tell people. You don't really have these discussions of like, well, what does disordered eating look like? And, you know, what about people who just like don't want to lose weight right now and they just want to focus on other things because of past trauma that they've gone through? Like that's not discussed. So when I brought up that topic to him, he was actually interested in understanding like, oh, well, like, what did you go through if you don't mind like sharing and talking about it? And that really changed, I guess, the perspective because he was someone who then understood what I went through versus just someone who's like a typical fitness bro and is like, well, you know, like track your food, blah, blah, blah.
Why aren't you doing that?
You know, still get back to fitness, you know, like, but he was very understanding from that standpoint. Ever since that, you know, we had that conversation, he opened up about, you know, what it's like, especially for men in the fitness industry and what goes on for men as well, because you and I focus on women, but there's also so many other men that go through body dysmorphia, that go through eating disorders as well. So I think having that conversation really changed things because we were able to just like get to a deeper level. But yeah, that's what I would say in regards to that.
Yeah, I do find that most people who just come out and tell people like when they're like, oh, well, why don't you know the macros or whether it's a. Let me rephrase this. Out of all the women that I've coached and who have chosen to share this side of their life with me, none of them have been like, yeah, I didn't tell my spouse. I didn't tell my boyfriend. I didn't tell blah, blah. And things are so much better because I didn't. It's always like, I didn't tell them. And then now I have this situation and you know what I mean? To the point where like, I totally understand. Cause like when I first started recovery, I was like, I'm just going to disappear from the public eye for 3 months. Get my period back and emerge and start losing weight. And then by the time summer comes down, it'll act like nothing happened. Like it'll just be a blip of my life. And I think most people go into that like this. And that is never how it goes ever. Right. And so the people who have like enrolled their friends and family told them, hey, this is what I'm doing. This is why I'm doing it. I actually don't need your approval on why I'm doing it. This is just kind of what's going on. You know, like they just have a much tighter connection with those friends, with those family members, with those partners than like the people who have tried to keep them at bay and then go through this life changing, altering process, you know, like, yes, people experience transformations, not because we're facilitating your, because we're a life coach, but because gaining weight in a society that tells you to only lose weight and you're only valuable in a smaller body and blah, 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 and all these things will lead to a transformed life. Like, you come out the other side being like, I know what it's like to do something that's really, really hard that nobody appreciates, that everyone actually is telling me that I'm going the wrong way, blah, blah, blah. And I'm doing it with no external validation because actually nobody else but me cares about getting my period back. So this is the first time I'm doing something for me, right? That in itself will transform your life, right? And so to leave a partner out of that process, or to at least not tell them, is leaving them out of a really big part of who you are, expecting to have this really deep connection. And I just haven't seen it worked out. But if it has, and you guys want to let me know that it has, because you secretly did it on like DL and like, I don't know, maybe like your partner was like in France and they didn't know. I don't know. I don't know. You know what I mean? Like, I don't know. Maybe like they were on vacation. I don't know. But message me in back. Like, actually, I've done it. You know, I just think that there's something about it, because not saying that like everyone wants to have kids, but it's like, okay, let's play this out on the other side. You choose not to recover. You choose to stay in your HA. You do find somebody that you want to be with. And then now all of a sudden you guys want to have kids, and we're back at the same place. We're back at the same place. Maybe you do try IVF and it doesn't work. Multiple rounds, thousands of dollars in debt, and we're still back here at the same place, still having to tell them, and you're still having to gain weight, and your body's still going to change. And so I just feel like there's no way around it. Like, we're still going to be coming back.
Yeah, here. It's like, it's the same, it's a cycle, right? Yeah. So unless you're willing to, and it's just like with anything, like the way that you grow is getting out of your comfort zone, right? And I found like HA and getting into recovery was the perfect example of that. It was a lot, and I know you and I are so alike because we tried like all the supplements. I tried every supplement to get my period back. Oh, I'm like, I'm gonna help on this, instead of me just being like, I need to just freaking do it. Like, I need to step out of my comfort zone. I need to do this thing, and I need to see what's going to happen, because if I don't try, I've tried everything else, I'll never know, right? But I was going to say, though, I would emphasize for anyone that's listening to this, whether you have loved ones, whether you have a partner, or you don't have a partner, or you just have friends, sharing your story. Like, I'm not saying you need to go up to them and be like, you know, this is my eating disorder in like incredible detail, and like, you don't need to do that. But if you're willing to say like, hey, you know what, I'm going through a process right now, if you're willing to listen, I'd like to share a little bit of what I'm going through. And just having that open communication with them about what you're going through and, you know, why you're choosing to do what you're doing gives them a better idea of like, oh, wow, this actually happens in the world. Like, I didn't know this is a thing, right? There's so many people that I speak to who are like, you lost your period? Oh, wow, I actually know somebody else that lost their period, but I didn't know it was a bad thing. You know, like, people don't know still. So I would emphasize, if you want to build a stronger connection and stronger relationship with anyone that's around you, like your loved ones, anything like that, just having that communication makes it so much more seamless than trying to hide it and trying to hide away what you're going through. And even if you were to go on like a date with someone, you know, for the first time, and I'm not saying you need to go and like spill your life story, but you know, you can kind of share about, you know, I'm going through this process right now just because I had a little bit of a tough time with my health, and this is what I'm doing. So just having that like open communication makes it so much easier than trying to hide like all the skeletons, just like everything's hid away, you're trying to hide everything. So that's what I'd recommend.
Y'all, we have been trying to record this for like 30 minutes. So here we go. Take 580. Hey, did you know that we support people with HA, low progesterone, anovulation, short luteal phases, and all of the types of challenges that come up with infertility?
Danny and I are practitioners that have helped hundreds of women beat HA, regain fertility, and get pregnant naturally.
Mm-hmm. We are here to break the status quo of spending tens of thousands of dollars on IVF treatments for women who have issues that can absolutely be solved naturally.
Yes. Oh my gosh. Yes. So we do this with our signature program that restores ovulation to regain healthy menstrual cycles. And if you're ready, get pregnant completely naturally.
Mm-hmm. On top of our one-on-one sessions, our fertility program even includes a styling session with Samantha Dawn, who is a body positive stylist. She's also our personal stylist.
Yes.
And an expert in helping you to dress your new and nourished body.
This is so important that we don't even need to convince you on how important this is. We want you to relearn how to nourish your body, claim your fertility, and feel confident in your clothes as your body changes. Mm-hmm. It doesn't have to be painful.
No, yeah, exactly right. It doesn't have to be painful. With a little bit of guidance and support, you can absolutely do this. So if getting your cycle back and if feeling good about the process, if getting pregnant naturally is something you want to do, if you don't want to spend tens of thousands of dollars on medical treatment for something that you don't have to, we have just the place for you to go. So go to thehasociety.com/coaching to learn more about who we are, what we do, and apply today.
Yeah, we looked forward to supporting you.
That was good. Do you like that one?
Yeah, okay. I do like that one. That one's way more us.
Yeah, boom, there you go.
Well, that, and so think about this, is like, in order to, so let's just say that you secretly recovered your period and nobody noticed. Secret. You're still going to need to be around somebody who isn't constantly commenting about mm-hmm. other people's bodies. Mm-hmm. And how do I know this? Y'all, I've coached hundreds of women. And I hear this like all the time. You know what I mean? Like, you know, like my partner still makes comments about other people. You know what I mean? My partner, you know, and I'm just like, okay, so now you're in a relationship. You're like choosing to be in a like relationship with somebody who's making comments about other people's bodies. And you possibly have not told them that that bothers you because you kept your mm-hmm. recovery in secret. And they didn't know that you changed, right? Because here's the thing. When it comes to HA, we're the ones that changed. We're the ones that changed the stories. You know what I mean? So like, you know, like, mm-hmm. like well, like they changed and they're not the same person. Yes. It's me. It's I did it. I changed. I'm the person. You know what I mean? Like there's no confusion about who changed. It's me. You know what I mean? And so I think that there's so many things that we actually do have to have in our life in order to not slip back into it. And that is being with a supportive person. So if your person doesn't know that you've gone through this life-changing experience and we're no longer commenting on people's bodies and they're sitting there constantly commenting on people's bodies, of course you're likely going to slip back into HA because you're like, oh my gosh, he or she is commenting about other people's bodies. And now I'm afraid that they think the same thing of me. You know, mm-hmm. or it's, I'm telling y'all this, like you can run this all the way through so many different scenarios. There's never a time where it doesn't come up. Let's say that you're at your in-laws and it's your mother-in-law making comments about people's bodies and your partner doesn't know that that actually bothers you or is triggering you because you haven't shared it. You know what I mean? And then now think you're going to have kids with them. And then now like grandma's making all these horrible comments, guys.
Yeah,
it still circles back to having to tell them.
Yeah, it always does.
You know, it just circles back. Okay, so he was just like, oh, okay, that's wild. And I'm sure that he's probably doing things together like, oh, I think I do also see that on the man's side, you know what I mean, on like the men's side of things. Mm-hmm. So like, did you feel like you ever had to like be like, hey, yeah, like we don't comment on people's bodies, like, or was that something that he intuitively just kind of like knew? Like, what does that look like, putting down like needs, expressing needs to someone that you're dating?
Yes. That is a great question. So just like what you were talking to before, where it was like you, you know, Aunt Marge is commenting on, you know, your body at the table or somebody's body on the TV,
yeah,
and your partner is there and just doesn't understand that that's a trigger for you. Like, these should be things where you're just, you're going to communicate with your partner about it, because that way when you get home after this whole event has happened, you're able to have someone that's like, hey, I know that this was a situation and it probably triggered you. Like, do you want to talk about it? You know, so what happened with us was, Steven is the most like, he's actually such a kind guy and he never comments on people's bodies. He is accepting of literally everyone. And he's never made any sort of comment to anyone about their body. So that was not something that I was worried about when I was with him. But I remember that one day, I was with him and we saw someone who had basically seen me like when we were originally together, like when we first started dating. And then they basically saw me after a longer period of time and they actually commented on my body and they were like, oh, wow, like, Olivia, you've lost weight since Christmas. And I, you know, I was with Steven and I just looked and I was like, oh, well, you know, like I wasn't trying and I just changed the subject. Like, I just didn't want to talk about it. And he knew when we left, he was like, are you okay? You know, like, I'm sure that they didn't mean any harm from it. And because even, I think, even when you go through recovery, even if you're, you're complimented from someone, and I'm saying complimented in quotation, on your body changing, it's just not something that you want to be hearing. Because I think when we go through recovery, knowing people are seeing our bodies change is what scares us so much. It's like a huge fear. So then when, even when you've gone through recovery and you're living your best life and your body has changed, we still don't like to hear when people have commented on our bodies. It's just a thing, right? And at least for me it is, and for other people I've spoken to. So anyways, I was commenting on my body. I wasn't a fan of it. And he knew right away, like when we left, he was like, do you want to talk about it? Like, are you okay? Do you want to talk about it? So at the end of the day, I went on a very long answer to this. It's just so important to have that communication with your partner, whether they are someone who is a very nice person and hasn't commented on people's bodies, or it is someone who has made comments on people's bodies, but just wasn't aware that it was a trigger to you. I think it's important automatically to voice like, hey, I went through this thing. These are the things I'm finding right now are the biggest things I'm struggling with, or are like little triggers or big triggers to me. And I just want you to be aware of it in case we ever have to deal with it. So I think just all in all, it's just, it comes back to communication, like have that communication with the partner. And I'm sure that they would appreciate that more rather than you getting upset, going into a little bubble, not speaking, because I know that's something that we do, not speaking, saying you're fine when really you're not fine because they didn't know, right?
Yeah.
So at least when you've told them, they know. And then if they're a good partner, they'll address it with you.
Yeah. And you know, the other thing that I do want to like caveat all this with is that your partner's also not responsible for your recovery or to be your coach. Mm-hmm. So like, you know, like that's mm-hmm. the other thing that we're saying is that like, it's, you know, like they don't have to, you know, cause like I can hear people like, but like my guy doesn't understand that. That's fine. They don't have to understand. I think it's just one of those things. There's a lot of things that my husband is interested in that I don't understand, but I still support just because he's like my husband.
Yes.
Nor do I care about. Nor yes. do I actually care about. Your girl does not care about everything, but that doesn't mean that I can't like support or, you know, those types of things. And so mm-hmm. I think it's one of those things too, that they are not responsible for thinking or feeling deeply the same way you do about diet culture. They don't mm-hmm. have to. So, and I think mm-hmm. that's the other challenge, is that we think that they have to like be on the exact same page as every single thing that we believe about food now, or that we believe about bodies now, or diet culture. And they actually don't, really and truly, right? Because you're two different people. You guys, you know, can have different thoughts and opinions and all these different things. And so, again, like, I just don't want people to be like, oh, my gosh, OK, well, now I have to, like, find someone who's basically responsible for my recovery and saying the right thing at the same time. No. This is just mm-hmm. like anything else that is of value to you. They, you know, just have to be aware, you know, type of thing.
Yeah, just being aware is the biggest thing. And it's funny that you say that about your husband, because it's like with us too, there's stuff that I'm very much like, I don't watch that show. Like, I don't really care for it, but I support you. And like, I'm happy that you like that. So I think it's just the awareness about it, mm-hmm. because you can have a partner who, yeah, like they won't empathize mm-hmm. with what you're going through because they haven't been in your shoes. So they won't yeah. empathize with it, but they'll still be supportive from the outside, right? They'll understand if you have a trigger, they can be aware of it if you've communicated it with them, right? Yeah. So there's definitely partners who they don't need to be going through the exact same thing that you're going through, but just having that communication, they can at least be open to it and understand, okay, this is what she's going through. How can I at least on my end support her? But it's just like when you speak to somebody who, there's all these different health practitioners. There's a therapist, and then you see like there's doctors, and then there's endocrinologists, and then there's personal trainers. Like everybody has their specialties, right? And as a partner, you support your partner in going to those people. So it's the same thing, right? Like you can't be the jack of all trades for your partner, but you can support them through the journey. And I think that's what this is about when you're finding, you know, love after recovery. It's finding someone who's going to support you through the journey, that's going to support you through whatever post-HA recovery looks like. It doesn't mean that they're going to be solving everything for you. Like in at the end of the day, that's in your hand.
Right. Absolutely. And I think also to your point is that, yeah, they're not going to feel as deeply about this situation as you because they didn't go through it.
Mm-hmm.
So that's such an unreal. And so I was actually talking about this with my client, and I see this very common with parents. You know, I think about, I feel like my mom's age, you know, I was trying to figure out how old she is. I think she's 63. I know it's bad. I don't know, but I don't really know anybody's okay. age. I don't know. I'm just like, I don't know. Anyways. And I just feel like she didn't ever have any options offered to her growing up or in the society that she grew up in other than the Atkins diet or another diet. It was just like one fad diet after another, after another, after another. And so a lot of times our parents, so they're like loved ones too, we cannot expect them to offer us the support to the level that we need because they may not have it to give it. They really may yeah. not have to give it. And in that moment, I think that, you know, to the point of expressing needs is saying like, hey, when this happens, I actually just need you to say this.
Mm-hmm.
Just be so clear on what it is that you need, right? Because they haven't had that same experience as you, they're not going to potentially feel the same way. And even like my husband is super supportive. He could tell you everything about the menstrual cycle. He can confirm whether you've ovulated. He knows how long the luteal phase should be. Like the like amount of conversations he's walked in with the word egg white cervical mucus. Like he's just yeah. like, he's just like, doesn't, you know what I mean? He's just, anyways, I think I've completely desensitized him completely, right? But that doesn't mean that he feels as passionate as the way I do, you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
About comments from loved ones around our daughter. Like, I will still fly off the handle, be like, pause, homie. We're not saying these things, you know what I mean? Mm-hmm. But to tell him, hey, when like so-and-so says this, know that I am not okay. And I'm going to do one of two things. So I don't want you to think I'm acting crazy. This is exactly what's, you know, how like I'm going to respond. Right. And therefore yes. I don't actually need him to do anything. I'm just letting him know that this is like massively triggering and I will be doing X, Y, and Z, you know, type of
yeah.
thing.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah, so I just think that expressing needs is also a growth journey too.
Yeah, absolutely. I think I like how you phrased it where you said, if this happens, this is what I need from you. Because mm-hmm. it's like, that's how easy the communication has to be. It just has to be like, if I'm going through this, or if you notice this, or if somebody says this, or if this happens, like, this is what I need from you. And it's just like, relationship advice. Like it's just basic relationship advice, but it's so true. Like I think just when you've gone through recovery or you're going through recovery, it's just having that conversation with your partner. And listen, like at the end of the day, if you're with someone for a very long, whether it's a short period of time or a long period of time, but if you're with someone that in your eyes you're like, this is a person I want to marry. This person makes me feel so amazing and they give me so much love. If they're that type of person, then they should be the ones who will understand when you open up about this stuff. They'll be willing to understand and to at least offer their support in some sort of way. So if you're with someone who is the right person for you, they will be like that. They will offer their support and they'll be willing to listen to you.
Yeah. And I think because at this point, whenever you've gone through recovery and your eyes have been opened and everything, and you've already been through all this, we really, it's like really our choice to now move forward with who we date.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I do think that there's this place of like accountability or like the relationships we stay in. And no, Ashley's not telling you to go get a divorce. I'm not saying that. I'm just saying that like we now have like ownership of who we date, right? Meaning that like you could have easily chosen to date someone who is super like superficial, but like moving forward, you're like, actually, these are the things that are important to me as I'm dating. And it's important because I actually need to keep my cycle and, you know, until menopause. Like, that's a long time. It's a long time.
Yeah.
And therefore, that like requires, you know what I mean, that I'm with somebody. And so I think a lot of times we can feel like we're trapped, but then I feel like that automatically puts us, takes the ownership out of us and assumes that things are happening to us when in this situation, dating after weight gain, after recovery, no, we are in the driver's seat and we need to realize that we're in the driver's seat and that we get to choose who we're dating.
Yes, absolutely. I was going to say that earlier too. Like, I kind of feel like once you've gone through recovery, you're more empowered in like the kind of person that you want to be with, because like, it's just like what you mentioned before, where it's like society is telling you, like, you need to be in a smaller body to be attractive. Like, you need to be smaller in order to be loved by someone. And then you go through recovery, you do the total opposite, and you realize, like, shit, I'm really cool. Like, I am an amazing person. I just went through this, like, really insane process. I made it out alive. I didn't die. And, like, I got my life back. And you realize, like, wow, I can actually find someone that, like, loves me for more than just how I look. Like, it's like, I don't know how to explain the feeling, but that's why I was saying to you, like, when I went through recovery and I took it as an opportunity to find like passion in myself again, to find respect for myself again outside of how I look, that I was a lot, like, I don't want to say a lot more confident, but I was more confident in, like, next time I find a partner, like, whenever that happens, I know that it's going to be different than before. Like, I know that it's going to be just, I'm going to feel more empowered in my decisions. I'm going to feel more empowered about who I decide to be with. So yeah, I love that you said that.
Absolutely. And yes, the only thing I could always say, guys, it's going to come back to this. We're either having the conversation now or later.
Mm-hmm.
It's like it's happening. So the last thing that I'll just add to your point of, I feel like, and to like agree with you, whenever I recovered, and because I also used to be a nutrition coach for a startup company and all the things, and Danny and I have been pretty open and talked about that, is that, you know, when I recovered, it, you know, like, it had to be such this, I mean, I wouldn't even say commitment, because I wasn't even committed. I was like, I'll see what happens, you know what I mean? Anyways, but in order to get your period back and keep it, you wind up having to truly come face to face with, like, do I live my life making other people happy?
Mm-hmm.
And I don't really think I would have been ballsy enough to start a business with Danny. You know what I mean? Because at this point, I'm sure there's people who don't want us in the space who think all these different things. And it's like, oh, you forgot. When I recovered, I stopped people pleasing. And so I actually don't care what you think. I have already done the gaining 50 pounds in a society that tells me that to be valued and beautiful is to be small. So you not being happy about me being in this industry is like low on the totem pole.
Yeah.
Like, yeah. You forgot that I stopped caring about what other people think. You know what I mean? And so it is empowering. It is empowering whenever you do. And you're like, yeah, I've been through tougher things.
Yeah. It's like, I want to throw like fireworks in the background. Like,
yeah,
that's literally it. Like, that's
just
it. Because I think you just go through this, like, such a pain in the ass process. Like, it recovery is such a bitch. Like, I'm sorry to say it. Like, it is, it's such a pain in the ass. And then when you get through it and you realize, like, all the things that I used to care about before just don't matter to me anymore because I went through this process, it's so rewarding. So just like piggybacking off of what you said, like, it's so true. After you go through this process, even me being like a trainer in this side of the industry too, I get so much slack too. I was told, like, at my last commercial job, like, you're not going to make it, you know, helping people in this side of the industry. It's not a thing. You get so much slack, but you just, you know, because you've been through it, you know that there's so many other women who are going through it, that you know that it's important and that, you know, we're going to be here regardless. But yeah, I think at the end of the day, just tying back to the communication with your partner, tying back to the communication with anyone that you're interested in potentially dating, potentially growing something with, having that communication. And there's going to be a lot more, and I'll say this because I've been recovered for 3 years now, there's going to be a lot more triggers at the beginning of your post-HA journey. There's going to be a lot more, and there's still going to be stuff that 3 years down the road is going to piss you off, but it doesn't bug you as much. But regardless, no matter what, even if you're like, will this bother me, you know, in the future or not? It's like body-related comments. Like, initially they used to bother the crap out of me, and now I get them, and I'm like, honestly, they piss me off, but they don't, like, stress me out as much as they used to. Because I'm able to understand so much more of, like, how people, you know, may come off of them. They might be saying a compliment without realizing. Anyway, blah, blah, blah. What I'm trying to say is have that communication with your partner about whatever triggers you're going through, about what you've gone through, some of the feelings that you may be experiencing, because it just has that open communication where they can at least provide support. And that's, like, the best thing that they could offer at the end of the day. Because just like what Ashley said, like, it's going to come around anyways, even if you try to hide a lot of stuff, it's going to come around in some sort of way.
Mm-hmm. Liv, this has been so good. I am pumped. So pumped that we had a chance to, like, and it, especially your story, because you really did start dating after recovery. That's a big deal. It's a big deal. So love this. Love this. And if you guys love this conversation, slide into her DMs. It's lift with Liv _ right? Got that right?
Lifted, but it's okay. You almost got it. Lifted. You almost got it. It's fine.
Lifted. Lifted with Liv. There we go. There we go.
Lift with Liv was taken when I started my Instagram.
Oh, well, I know. Yeah. Try being an Ashley Smith. It's pretty much pointless on Instagram. lifted with Liv _ and just let her know, maybe you have questions for her. Maybe it's like, I don't know, you want to continue the conversation, just slide into her DMs, let her know that you appreciate this. And we will have her on in the next season of her life. We're excited just to keep watching you.
Thank you so much for having me. I'm so, like, you made my day. I was so excited.
Oh, all right. Bye guys.
Bye.
Hey there, it's me, Danny, and I want to tell you about Temp Drop as a fertility awareness method tracking option. So many of you guys know that we actually recommend the fertility awareness method both as you're going through recovery and 100% after you have gotten some cycles back and you're starting to move forward for the rest of your reproductive years. So Temp Drop itself is a wearable fertility monitor, and we love it. It's a wearable device, so you put it around your arm and you can use that instead of taking your temperature manually with a thermometer each morning. So I'm personally a big fan of the manual tracking. All of us at the HA Society are, and that's the method that we use, you know, just using a good old thermometer. We use that with our clients because it's the best way to use it as a diagnostic tool as a practitioner. And it's also the best way to ensure, if you're trying to avoid pregnancy, that you don't get pregnant. However, manual temping, for many reasons, is just not always an option. When you're in the middle of recovery, again, we do recommend manual temping, but once you're cycling, the Temp Drop is actually a really great hack. So it gives you basically everything you need to effortlessly track your fertility status, like where you are in your monthly cycle. So you wear the temp drop sensor while you're sleeping for accurate basal body temperature readings without the stress of early morning wake-ups. So I personally love this because with a toddler, my wake-up times are all over the place and the occasional sleep disruptions make using an oral thermometer a lot more difficult. So TempDrop's accompanying charting app enables you to track an array of symptoms alongside your basal body temperature. This includes tracking your cervical mucus if you've been using OPKs, and then it also gives you sleep insights too. So you can combine these fertility signs all in one place, and that will help you identify your fertile window, confirm ovulation, plan for your period, and if you're trying to get pregnant, you know, identify whether or not you are pregnant. So whether you're trying to conceive or avoiding pregnancy, or you want to chart for health reasons like HA recovery, making sure your cycle is not slipping back in the HA direction, TempDrop makes fertility awareness accessible to all women, even if you don't have regular cycles or sleeping patterns. So track your ovulation in real time with the TempDrop, and we are lucky enough to have a 15% off code. So if you go to their website, they're usually having a sale, but you can stack this code on top of the existing code. So just go to tempdrop.thehasociety.com and use the code AFHASociety. I think too, if you just go to tempdrop.com and use AFHASociety at the checkout, that will work too. So happy temping and good luck.
This episode is brought to you by Grassland Nutrition Beef Liver Capsules. Did you know that in terms of nutrient density, beef liver actually blows vegetables and fruits out of the water? If you're a client of mine, you have already been instructed to eat beef liver either fresh or in capsule form. I recommend it for anyone and everyone who is, of course, dealing with amenorrhea and fertility challenges out there, but I may even recommend it for just everyone in general. Get your husbands on it, get your partners on it. If you have a history of HA and add on top of that maybe a history of the pill, maybe you've been pregnant before, you know, through treatments or other, like you've just, your body's been through anything, you know, you're absolutely 100% dealing with a nutrient deficiency of some kind. And while it's true that testing is going to be the best way to understand those exact deficiencies, eating nutrient-dense, real food is going to be one of the most important next steps that you take with or without testing. So I've been using and recommending Grassland Nutrition Beef Liver Capsules for years now, and the capsule form makes it so easy to get your liver in every day, and I appreciate the transparency of this product in particular above others. So in case you're wondering, it's completely natural. This is freeze-dried beef liver in capsules. It's organic, it's made from Australian beef, and my favorite of their products is the liver with kelp because of the iodine from the kelp, which is important for overall thyroid function, which is often low in women with underperforming hormones. So rather than eat seaweed snacks every day, I get to take this beef liver with the kelp for my iodine. So if you're recovering or working on a fertility journey right now, do not skimp the nutrient-rich source of beef liver. Get 10% off your order with the HA Society and support your favorite podcast along the way. They ship to most countries, so you should be covered. Just go to grasslandnutrition.net and use HA Society, just HA Society, at the checkout for the 10% off. That's grasslandnutrition.net with the code HA Society.
Thank you so much for listening today, guys. Please subscribe to the podcast, and if you could head to iTunes specifically and leave a rating or review, that would help so much because it makes it easier for other people with HA who are Googling around to find the podcast really easily. So if you do that, you're doing a service to all of the women.
New year, same great savings. All in the Kroger app. Get Kroger Spiral Sliced Ham for 89 cents a pound with your card and an additional $25 purchase limit too. Then get large avocados or mangoes for 99 cents each with your card and a digital coupon. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.